Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Welcome to Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from the top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we are on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. But of course, that doesn't factor in the other folks in the surrounding areas and all of the trade and activity that, not unlike today where there's a lot of trade and activity, was ongoing for a very, very long time. Started off the program with a track called Cold Frosty Morn, because it is a bit of a cold frosty morn this morning. Perhaps you've noticed it also. Just, you know, yesterday felt a little burr compared to what it's been like for the last couple of days. That track is from the Black Twig Pickers, a band out of Virginia. Their first album, of which they have more records now, is called North Fork Flyer, and it's a compilation of mostly traditional numbers, what they call mountain ragas, which I quite like that term. Lots to come in today's show. Some that sounds a bit more like that. Some that's a little bit more country-esque, and some that really, I'm not sure how exactly to describe it, but it does feature fiddle and banjo, so we're going to have a listen to it. Coming up next is a track from the Grid Pickers. They put out some CDs in the before time, 2014 and 2015 or 16. So it's been a while. Rachel and Michael McCarricker are the Grid Pickers. And I remember seeing them in a tiny little coffee shop venue, and they had their solar powered van with their kids, and everybody played the Shakers, and it was really fun, and they definitely, you know, are living the Grid Pickers way. Off-grid in the middle of Saskatchewan, playing music. So in honor, not necessarily of the Aurora Borealises that were happening, that you might have seen some exquisite pictures of this morning. Holy smokes, just like the sun is doing some amazing things to our world. We're going to hear their track called Sundogs. So it's not necessarily the same thing, but kind of harkens me back to a similar sort of phenomenon. Here they are from their album Cheap Kazoos and Bad Tattoos on Roots and Berries, the Grid Pickers.
Until you see the sun dogs. Until you see the sun dogs. The cold north wind has lost his face. Now it's time to leave this place. Don't go out upon the box until you see the sun dogs. on the box until you see the sun dogs. Until you see the sun dogs.
Some I never met. smiling face, and I know my friends can plainly see time has made a change in me. In my childhood days, I was well.
There. He's a folk musician who plays fiddle, banjo, and guitar. And this particular album, which is self-titled, takes a look at traditional tunes sort of revisioned by Sam, and is quite lovely. It seems to me that all of his work sort of revisions traditional folk music. You know, the fiddle and banjo music in ways that kind of contemporize it through his eyes. He's one to check out. Before that, we heard from Kim Beggs, an artist living in the Yukon, and a track off of Steel and Wool called They Shut the Greyhound Down. And really proud of Kim for being nominated for an American Songwriters Award for that track, They Shut the Greyhound Down, which is why I thought I would play it for us today. Just to hear it again and, you know, give our Canadian artists who are being noticed across borders and things a little bit of a shout out. So there we go. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from the campus of Simon Fraser University up on Burnaby Mountain. And today, if you're on campus, you might catch us tabling in the cafeteria area that joins the new sub-building to the Maggie Benson building. We're there. Come and say hi. Get some buttons and stickers and some swaggy stuff that, you know, is cool and makes you look cool, you know? You wear it and people were like, oh, you're one of the CJSF cool kids. And then you can be like, yeah. 'Cause let's face it, we all want to be cool kids, right? And of course, listening to the show makes you a cool kid in my books. I'm a fan of this music and have been for a long time. So glad to have you on the hour-long journey with me today. We are going to, I don't want to say shift pace necessarily, because what we're going to hear is beautiful and folky. It's from an album called and I think this is their band name also, Complete Mountain Almanac, self-titled. Connor, our music coordinator, sort of put me on to these folks. They're from Sweden, and that's really about all I know. And so, you know, being a quarter Swedish, I feel like there's resonance here. And we're going to hear a track. It's kind of interesting. There's 12 tracks on the album, and they all correlate to a month of the year. So even though we are in March, we're going to hear the track May, just because it fits better sound-wise. And it goes like this here on Roots and Berries. About
Her hands open.